Well, we, this is not Chinese. In fact, I was looking at the fabric, and some of you who are in fabric can tell us whether this was made in China. But I was talking to Bill, who's a missionary, and sharing him, you know, about this, and I looked on the inside, and on the inside of the ticking, or whatever this is called, this fine, there's a newspaper article that's been sewn in there to give it some whatever.
当我注意这个衣服那个线里面缝制的地方，我好像看到有一些中文的那个报纸的新闻在那。
We are thankful for a church that wants to see beyond Teaneck, New Jersey, or see beyond North Jersey.
我很感谢主今天能够让我们的教会能够越过天成教会，越过这个 Teaneck 这个当地的地方。
It truly is a New Testament church when we think beyond ourselves.
当我们眼光放远的时候，我们知道这就是今天新约教会应该有的光景。
This week you will hear from the Africa team, which was split up into two ways. Pastor King and his wife in Ping Jin, they were mostly in South Africa, and Michael and I went up to Zambia to minister on your behalf.
今天我们会有两部分的分享，首先我们会看到在赞比亚那一部分，然后接下来我们有分享在南非的那一部分。Then
next week, upstairs, we're going to hear from Gloria, who went on a missions team to Africa, to China, and she will share, and then we're also going to hear from the group that was at Hofstra and about how the Lord worked in their lives.
下个主日我们在英文组的时候会有Gloria怡君姐妹会分享她在中国的宣教，还有有些年轻人去参加纽约灵命晋升会也会分享。
And so we're grateful to you all for your support, and what you will hear now is a little bit of Zambia. Mike will give an overview of our teaching ministry in Zambia. I'll come up and speak a little bit after Mike has talked. And then Pastor King will share about the work that he heard about in South Africa with Pastor Frank and the Chinese people who are spread all over Africa. Some have said up to 2 million Chinese. And we have a picture, I think, to share of some ministry with Chinese people that we met in Africa. And then Bill Schuett, our friend from Liebenzell Ministry, will come and share about mission opportunities. Perhaps you would say, you know, I'd like to be involved in this. And Bill will talk a little bit about that.
今天我们的程序是这样，首先会让Michael来分享到赞比亚的一些事工，然后大卫牧师会补充一点，然后接下来我们南非的也会介绍，最后请Bill牧师为我们做总结。
And I just want to say this, that I did travel with Michael. We were together, I think, the entire time. And we had a great time together. We saw the stars down there in the southern hemisphere. So beautiful, so clear. So what does Mike do? Pull out his iPad and we start to name all the stars. We ended up playing, the power went out, but we still had power in our iPad. So we had two games of Scrabble going all the time. And like I said, we had, I had, for me, the internet and peanut butter. Doesn't get much better than that, and a good friend.
我跟Michael这一个旅程，我们一直在一起，尤其我们在南半球，我们在非洲那里，我们仰望星空的时候，看那个星辰，Michael用他的那个电脑的手机在那里照相，那我们在那里一起享受那里的食物，有时候没有电的时候，我跟Michael就一起玩那个拼字游戏，不过我要透露他输了，可是他就很没有风度，那个，I say you lost.
Yes, we'll talk about that later.
you want to sit here?
It'll sit here. That's okay.
Okay, let's start with a word of prayer. Please bow your heads.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, thank you for this time to be together this morning.
主啊，我们感谢你今天早晨给我们这一段时间。
Thank you that we can worship together.
我们可以一起敬拜。
Lord, and as I look out into the congregation, I am reminded of the body of Christ.
当我看到这个我们全体所有的人的时候，我真正被提醒我是在基督里。
Lord, I thank you for the trip that we could take.
我们感谢主有这样的一个旅程。
Lord, but I am thankful for the ones here who supported us in many different ways.
我们也感谢主在中间有多少人在这里用各样的方法在支持我们。
So may this morning be encouraging.
但愿今天早晨是我们彼此得激励的时候。
And may it be a time where we give thanks and glory to you, Lord.
而且也是这个时候，我们可以给我们的感恩，把荣耀归给你的时刻。
Pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
，Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so first I will share about the portion in Zambia.
首先我要看到这个赞比亚这一部分。
And just to give you an idea, so the country and the most southern part is South Africa, and then up here is Zambia. And those are the flags of the two countries.
他们的国旗。
So first, Pastor David and I, we were in South Africa only for a couple days, and then we went to Zambia for about 7 days. That was the longest part.
我们过境的时候先在这里停一下，后来我们就到赞比亚去。
And then Pastor King joined us for about 3 days in Zambia towards the end.
我在这里有两三四几天以后，我也在周末到赞比亚跟他们会合。
And it was a wonderful time.
实在是一个很美妙的时刻。
Okay, so we were in.The north central part of Zambia, known as the Copper Belt Province.
我们到了赞比亚的时候，我们是到它的北方，那里是以这个铜矿。
And there are several large towns there, mostly based around copper mines.
那里有好几个城镇都是以出产铜矿为有名。
As you can see here, a very large production, some of the largest in the world.
这是全世界铜矿出产最多的地方。
And many of them are Chinese owned and operated, so a lot of the copper is shipped to the coast and then to China.
这些铜矿都是大部分是中国人所拥有的，他们从这里运出铜矿到中国去。
So because of this, there are many Chinese people there.
所以因为这样，所以有很多中国的工人在那里。
So part of our purpose in going, which you'll see later, was to meet Chinese people, and talk to them and minister to them.
所以我们去的目的之一也是希望能够遇到中国人。
And last year, we only met a few, very few.
去年我们遇到了一点点。
And this year I felt like we met more, and then perhaps in the future, more.
所以今年我们遇到更多的人了，我也盼望以后我们会碰到更多中国人。
Okay, so our main assignment was at the Fiwale Hill Bible College.
所以我们主要是要到这一个圣经学校。
And it's run by the Baptist Union of Zambia, Baptist.
这是由浸信会在赞比亚的浸信会的联会。
So for example,Liebenzell works with Zambia Baptist Association.
所以我们现在讲的这个 Liebenzell 这个宣教组织就是跟这个赞比亚的这个浸信会的联会他们合起来办这个学校。
So they are one of the many Baptist associations in this Baptist Union.
所以在这是其中赞比亚的一个浸信会的一个联合会。
So through them they built this college in a not too far from the city, but kind of a rural village area.
这个学校离城镇不远，可是还是有点乡村。
So here's David talking to one of the students.
我们看到大卫牧师跟学生讲话。
That's Gibson. He's talking to Gibson. The next one.
学生的名字叫做 Gibson.
Here he's talking to, I can't tell who it is. Another student.
他跟另外一个学生讲话。
I think that's Sydney. Oh, or Philemon. I don't remember. That's me. I can't.
那是 Michael 在上课。
Okay. So the first.Normally we would teach for a week. However, Monday and Tuesday were a holiday.
我们通常去是一个礼拜，可是正好我们这次去的时间，他们头两天是他们的假日。
So we taught only Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
所以我们只上了三天，整个。
But we taught really long hours because we only had 3 days.
可是我们每一天都上了很长，因为要补上那两天。
But thankfully, there were some breaks, and also David and I could help each other and take turns.
我们感谢主，我们中间也有点休息，而且我们两个人可以轮流。
And also the students were very enthusiastic, very motivated.
这些学生他们非常的热心的学习。
And that made it for us very easy and very enjoyable.
所以使得我们的教学变得很有意思，很得鼓励。
And some of the students are already in their third year, it's a 3-year program.
有一些学生已经是最后一年了。
They were very well trained.
他们被训练得非常好。
They knew a lot about the Bible. Their English was good. They're very intelligent, very respectful.
他们很聪明，他们对圣经的知识很好。
So sometimes you think, like, oh, you go to Africa and everyone is uneducated.
你可能有时候会认为说，哦，我们到非洲那里，很多的人都没受教育。
But that's not true. These students that we met were just as bright as any of us here.
其实并不是这样，我们这些学生其实跟我们这里的人一样的聪明。
And these people are the future pastors and future leaders of that place, of that country.
这些学生将来马上就要成为当地的牧者。
So it's very exciting just to think that we're talking to some of the future church leaders who may really have an impact on that province.
所以我们觉得非常的兴奋，因为我们跟能够教导这些将来要在当地成为领袖的牧者们。
Okay, next. So, and then later, Pastor King came, and here he's talking. Oh, he's just answering questions about being a pastor.
后来我加入了他们的最后一个晚上，我们用对谈的方式，我回答他们关于作为一个牧者的酸甜苦辣。
So Pastor David was teaching them about 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus, the pastoral epistles.
大卫牧师是教了他们提摩太前后书，还有提多书。
And giving them advice on being a pastor and training.
而且告诉他们一些忠告，他们要成为牧者要有什么样的训练。
I taught them about Joseph in Genesis.
我从创世纪里面告诉他们做约瑟的生平。
And just to challenge them about the demands of a young godly man.
所以我给他们一个挑战，作为一个年轻的一个敬虔的人，他要怎么样的生活？
Because most of them were in their 30s or 20s and 30s.
因为大部分他们都是二十三十岁。
Although many of them already had a family.
虽然其中有些人已经有家庭。
And I also taught them a short seminar about science.
我也另外教导他们一个有关于科学的知识。
Just how as a Christian, we should still study science and they're not exclusive.
我告诉他们作为一个基督徒我们仍然要懂得科学。
We should not be afraid to study science even though we're Christian.
我们不要害怕以为科学跟信仰是反对的。
Next one.Okay, so here they're holding these little audio players, and they play sermons from Charles Stanley.
这里你们可以看到，他们每一个人手上拿着一个圣经播放器，这里面有这个 Charles Stanley 的讲道。
And also the Bible, right? Had the Bible on.
而且有整本的圣经在里头，中文的。
And they're very small, very convenient. Well, there's English, and we also had Chinese version.
Yeah. I'm sorry.有两种，一种这个是给他们英文的，那我们另外给的中文的。
Right, right. They didn't learn Chinese that quickly.
Sorry.
And they also had a solar panel on the back, so they could just charge it in the sun if they did not have the AC adapter.
这个圣经播放器有个特点，就是它可以靠太阳能充电，它可以放在阳光下充电。
So it's very convenient.
很方便。
David, through his connections, knew a man named Jim Giordano, and he just...was able to donate all these to us.
这是大卫他牧师他经过他的一个朋友奉献的几十台这样的机器。
And we were afraid that customs would take them, but they didn't.
我们本来害怕海关会没收，可是感谢主。
And again, anything we gave them, whether it was material things or paper, notes or the lesson itself, they were very grateful.
我们给他们什么东西，他们包括大卫牧师给他们的领带、衬衫，他们都非常的感激。
And this was on the first day. That afternoon, they were already listening to it.
这第一天我们给他，结果一到下午，每一个人都在听了。
And they literally carried it around with them everywhere they went during the breaks, and they were listening.
他们走来走去就一直在听这些信息。
So that was very interesting, yeah.
很有意思。
Okay, so here, these were some computers donated by some of our English.Members.
这里我们看到有三个电脑是由我们中间的英文组的弟兄姊妹们送给他们的。
So Jackson, Teresa, and Jonas, they had these computers.
本来这三个电脑是属于 Jackson, Teresa, 跟 Jonas 他们三位的。
They are used, but they're in good condition. In fact, they thought about selling them.
虽然这个是曾经使用过的，可是还是很好的情况，所以送给他们。
But instead of selling them, they were very generous, and they gave it to us, and we brought it over to them.
所以他们就把这个当作礼物，很慷慨的送给他们。
And again, they were very grateful. They do have some computers, but they've never had laptops for themselves to use before.
他们以前也知道电脑，可是从来没有用过这个手提式的，所以他们非常高兴。
Yeah. And things are a little slower there in many regards, but there is the internet. They can use the internet.
虽然那里很多东西赶不上这里，可是还是有网络可以用。
So again, they were very grateful for that also.
他们很感谢。
All right, so here on the left, that is Jimmy, and in the middle, that is Godfrey, and they are some of the administrators of this place.
这里两位左边的那个是Jimmy, 他是跟这个位是校长 Godfrey, 他们是圣经学校的 教务主任跟这个校长.
And they gave us these lovely shirts.
所以这就是这三件就是他们送给我们的.
And so when we were talking about going there to teach, it was through Jimmy. Jimmy arranged it.
这就是经过那个Jimmy, 他来安排我们的课程.
And there's Pastor King on the bottom. That's with some of the children of the students in the nearby dorm village.
这是我跟其他的小孩子是学生的孩子们，我在他们的宿舍。 学生宿舍门口跟他们照
So they live there on There's like a campus They live there on the campus
他们都住在一起
Yeah the place let's go to the next
The next one
See it Stuff can you
下面一张
Okay so here's the dorm village The housing is very simple
这就是他们的学生宿舍
And this I know it was for Pastor King And it was for me too It may remind you of The olden days of China or Hong Kong or Taiwan.
And it was just
like that. Although that is a satellite dish, so they do have satellite TV. So there is electricity. Sometimes it goes out, but there is electricity. Okay, next one. This is a simple kitchen. They would cook in an outdoor, semi-enclosed place. And they use a wood fire or a charcoal fire. And that's a chicken. I think we ate it the next day. I'm not sure.
我想那一只鸡可能第二天就在我们的桌上了。
But we let the babies live.
可是我们让小鸡仍然跑。
Okay, next one. All right, so this, you may remember this from last year or before we left. We talked about the money that we donated as a church for bicycles.
所以你们可能记得去年我们说我们奉献了一些脚踏车。
And that was a big project, and many of you were very generous in giving money for the bicycles.
实在是很感谢我们中间好多人很大方去年奉献了这么多脚踏车。
So many were given to many places, five of which were given to this college.
所以我们把脚踏车分配给各地方，可是这个圣经学院拿到了五台脚踏车。
And it's one thing to hear about it, but it's another to actually see it there, and they were using it.
你知道，我们不只是听说，我们当场我们看到他们骑这个脚踏车。
And they talked about the things that they could now do because they had those bikes.
他们现在告诉我们说，他们因为有这个脚踏车，所以他们可以多做了什么事情。
For example, nearby there's a prison, and they could go to the prison to do some fellowship with the prisoners.
举例来说，他们就可以骑脚踏车到附近的一个监狱里面去做监狱的事工。
And by bicycle, it's just about 45 minutes ride on a bicycle.
他们骑车45分钟就到。
Otherwise, it would be impossible for them.
不然的话，他们可能就不可能走路去。
So again, they were very grateful for the bikes, and David rode one of them. They were good. They were sturdy, good quality bicycles.
这个脚踏车，大卫牧师有试过很强壮的这个车，他骑在上面。
Okay. Okay. So this is So we taught for 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
所以我们在那里有三天在圣经学院。
And then on Saturday, we went to different places outside of the college to give seminars.
所以我们礼拜六我们到了乡村去给另外的课程。
Approximately 10 to 4 o'clock, 10 to 5 o'clock. From 10 a.m. to 5 o'clock, yeah.
基本时间我们是从早上10点到下午5点。
So this is my group with some of the gentlemen there.
这是我去的一个乡村教会。
I think there's more. Okay, this is David with some of the children.
And
one thing that's always true, the kids love the white person. And in their language, they call him Musungu. Okay, next one. Okay, so this is, and David's going to talk a little bit about this, but this is a typical fee schedule for the students.
这里很大卫等一下会解释一下，这个是对一个神学生他们一年的花费。
And it is converted to US dollars.
这是已经换成美金。
And you can see it's not that much.
你可以看也并不是很多。
However, compared with a typical Zambian's salary per year, it kind of is a lot.
可是你如果跟当地的人的一年的平均收入来讲的话。
So we were talking to some of the young students and just asking them why they would come, and we brought up the topic of their old job, and they told us how much they made. That's an average of.
所以当我们跟当地的这些学生们谈的时候，他们告诉我们说，以前他们做工的时候，他们大概是拿这样的薪水。
And we're also talking to the principal, Godfrey, and he said some students cannot come because of the cost.
而且我们跟校长谈的时候，校长告诉我们说，有些学生不能够来上学，是因为他们没有钱。
So David's going to talk a little bit later about perhaps we can help somehow.
所以大卫牧师等一下会有这个负担。
Okay, next one. Okay, so this is where Pastor King went for his seminar.
这是另外我去的乡村的一个教会。
And we were separated, so that was kind of challenging, I know for me and for Pastor King. I've never, last year I didn't do much, but this year I was separated on my own to give a seminar.
今年我们三个人是分在三个不同的乡村教会，所以对我是个挑战。
And Pastor King had to speak about five or six hours in English.
我必须要用五六个钟头，全部用英文讲。
And in the beginning, I remember he was very nervous.
在开始的时候，我很紧张。
And I was very, I guess, grateful to see the Lord challenging Pastor King. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
我从来没有看过金弟兄碰到这么大的挑战。
But in the end, I know your prayers were with us, and the Spirit was with us, and it was wonderful.
所以到最后，因为你们的祷告，所以所有事情都很顺利。
Okay, next. So here's Pastor King.
这是我在的那个乡村教会的里头教导。
Okay, this is a typical choir. They sometimes go in a circle.
这是一个很典型的，每次聚完会中间的时候，他们的诗班或者会中就要站起来，就要绕圈子唱歌。
If we have some time later, we'll show a video about that.
我等一下放一点录影带给你们看。
Okay, next. Okay, so this is very typical at the end. Maybe we can try today. At the end of the service, the preacher or the pastor stands at the door.
在他们来讲的话，每一次结束的时候，讲道的还有牧师都会习惯到门口来送客。
And everyone makes a line and they say God bless you or goodbye.
每一位在这里握手了都说神祝福你。
And then once you've done it, you get in line and the line just gets longer and longer and longer and everyone has shaken everyone's hand.
所以到时候也有每一个人也跟别人也握手，所以整个队伍就很大。
That's an interesting tradition, yeah.
这是很有趣的传统。
All right, so here is just some typical cooking. They use a corn-based meal called enshima.
这个是在他们很典型的，他们煮饭的时候在做的。这个是一个汤哈，他们在煮汤。
And they are very respectful to the guests, so they always give us all the good food, and they actually cooked us some also other food also.
他们很尊敬这个来访的贵宾，所以这些食物都先让贵宾先尝。So
I'm not sure how David feels about enshima, but Pastor King and I, we love it.
我不确定大卫牧师喜欢不喜欢，可是 Michael 跟我是非常喜欢。
Yeah, and Pastor King said it was like a manto made of corn, and you just take it with your hand and just eat it.
哎呦，我就跟他们用手抓着吃。
Okay, next one. So this is their cooking.
你看，这是他们煮饭的厨房里面摆出来，这就是enshima，跟馒头一样。这是鸡，这是贵，对客人，这是。Okay,
yeah. So they always gave us the best chicken.
他们给我们最好的鸡。Okay.
All right, and then Sunday we again split up, and we preached Sunday service at three different churches.
礼拜天我们又在三个不同的教会。
So again, that was a challenge and. And it's kind of strange. You just met these people, but then you get into a car and they drive you to some faraway place and okay, preach in this church.
那有点奇怪，就是一早我们被人家装上车，我们送到很远很远，然后就把我们一个一个丢下来说好，今天你在这里讲道，然后就往前走。
But one thing about meeting Christians, especially Zambians, they were just so respectful, so friendly, so welcoming.
有一件事情我印象很深，就是这些赞比亚的人，他们是这么的友善。
And you go there and they welcome you and it just feels like you've already known them.
他们欢迎你就好像我们认识很久了。
Okay, so the next. This would be Sunday school and we were there during the winter so it did not rain. So they just held class outside.
这是在城市的教会里面的主日学，他们就是刚刚那个教堂的外面，他们在那里上课。
Okay, all right, so now this is towards the end when we were about to leave.
这是到最后我们将要离开前在
Like we said, we were looking for Chinese people there.
我们说过我们一直在找中国人。
And there was one German missionary named Dietmar.
我们碰到了一个德国宣教士叫做 Dietmar。
And he's lived there about 17 years.
他在那里住了17年。
And his specialty is farming, agriculture.
他的专业就是去教他们怎么样种田。
But he's very passionate for the Chinese people.
可是他不但教非洲人种田，他对中国人非常有负担。
And when we went last year and this year, he just wanted to take us just to meet Chinese people.
他去年也要带我们去找中国人。
So this is a place, a workers' compound for a construction site.
这个是一个中国工人他们生活的地方，他们要在那里建造建筑。
And he was saying, "Oh, I always wanted to go in, but I never had the courage to go in."
他告诉我们说，他一直想去进去，可是他就是不敢进去。
And I said, "Let's just go."
那我说我们就走吧。
And they saw that we were Chinese people there, and they just let us in.
说他看到我们中国人来了，他就打门。
They probably thought we were the boss or something. So next picture. So this is when you enter into the workers' compound.
这是我们进那个大门。
And the workers, like many Chinese factories, the workers live there on site.
我们看到很多的工厂一样，中国人工人全部被关在。
So they do not have much chance to go out. They would not really go out on their own.
他们很少有机会可以离开这个住宅。
So we're thinking perhaps in the future just to go and minister to them and talk to them because many of them have nothing to do.
我们在想以后我们再去的话，可能我们可以进到他们里面，在他们的宿舍去教他们东西。
So this is the outside. It's a construction site for a stadium, a football stadium.
我们看到这是他们住宅，他们员工住的那个宿舍外面的墙。
And the Chinese government, I guess, as a good gesture, they built the stadium for free completely.
我们看到等一下看到他们的工程就是。盖这一个足球场，
yeah.
可能是中国政府出钱的，不知道，就是盖。
Because the government lets them have the use the mine, so they do some things in return also.
可能是因为他们让中国政府购买那个铜矿，所以中国政府把那个送给他们。
So that stadium is finished. So most of the workers had moved on to a different site.
因为工程完毕了，所以这些人工人就走掉了。
But there were a few left. Here's one of them.
剩下了几个人留守在那里。
And again, we were just able to talk to them.
所以我们很高兴能够进去跟他们谈话。
And Pastor King gave them a Bible and one of those Charles Stanley audio players in Chinese.
所以我给了他圣经跟那个中文版的那个播放器。
And he was very receptive, as we saw with many of the Chinese people. Once you start talking about church or God, like.They were very receptive and very open.
而且他们当我们开始跟他们讲上帝的讲圣经的时候，他们都很开放。
Okay, so this is Dietmar's family.
这是 Dietmar， 我们刚刚讲住了17年的这个德国宣教士。
And we stayed in his home just one night.
我们在他们家住了一个晚上。
And he has a wife and 4 kids. 3 of them are in this picture.
他有一个太太跟4个孩子。
And they all grow up in Zambia. They go to a Christian school in Zambia.
他们都在赞比亚生长，在而且到基督徒的学校。
And that's their home. That's what they do.
这是他们的家。
And one thing I really respect about the missionaries such as Dietmar is they just know everyone.
我很印象很深刻的，就像 Dietmar 一样，他虽然是外国人，可是他在那里，他认识每一个居民。
He drive around town, he knows this person and talk to that person, and that's definitely their strength in relationships.
所以他在附近走的时候，都跟每一个人打招呼。
Okay, and this is Samuel in the center with his wife and his new young son.
这是另外一个德国宣教士在那里负责的，是他的太太跟孩子。
And he's been there 9 years.
他已经有9年了。
And he took over, he's basically the head guy now there.
他现在是那里的联络，主要的 Limbendale 的联络。
And again, these German missionaries are very capable, very sharp, very just, I thought, amazing.
Yeah, 他们是非常好。
And it's interesting, sometimes you think of Europe, you think like, oh, it's a religiously dead place.
很多时候我们讲到欧洲，我们想他们已经在信仰上面已经死了。
But these missionaries were very on fire for God and very enthusiastic.
可是我们遇到这些宣教士，他们却对着主仍然有那个火烧一样的信心。
Okay, is that the last one?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to say, thank you very much for your help.
我要再一次谢谢大家。
And I'm reminded of Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12, where it talks about the body of Christ.
我想起来在罗马书十二章跟哥林多前书十二章里面谈到我们基督的身体。
And there are many different parts and everyone has different roles.
而且在身体有各个不同的部分，每个人有不同的功用。
So don't think like, oh, this is what I did, or this is what Pastor King did. Don't think that.
你不要老是有那样的观念说，哦，这个事情应该是金弟兄做，或这个事情是我做。
But think, hey, this is what we did. This is what the church did.
我们应该说这是我们一起的工作。
And I know some of you really have the desire to go and minister.These places.
我想我们中间可能有些人也想要到这些地方。
But for many reasons, you just cannot go.
可能有什么原因你不能去。
But when you support through financial, through prayer, through any other help, that is how you go. That is your way of going.
但是如果你经过祷告，在祷告或者在财务、金钱上面来支持的话，你也跟我们一起去。
And we definitely could not have done it without you.
绝对是我们如果没有你们一起的支持，我们是不可能去的。
So it's definitely a team effort, and we felt your prayers, and we were strengthened, and we had good health.
这是一个团队的活动，所以我们可以有这个力量，可以有健康。
So I just want to encourage everybody that something we did together.
所以我愿意我们大家一起来团队服事。
Okay, so now Pastor Dave will come up and talk a little bit.
Thanks, Mike. I agree with Mike's comment.
我同意 Michael 所讲的。
We taught a lot in a five-day period.
我们在五天中间教导了很多。
I think I taught 12 times and Michael taught 8 times, and each session was an hour to an hour and a half to 2 hours long. That's a lot of teaching.
我上了12次的课 ，Michael 有8次，每一次都是一个半钟头左右。
Some of you are on a email prayer list, and I had emailed you and asked you to pray for this trip.
而我也借着电子邮件要求你们为我们祷告。
And sometimes when I don't get enough sleep or don't eat right or do too much preaching and without rest, I get migraine headaches.
有时候我因为睡不好或者吃不好，教了太多的累的时候，我就有偏头痛。
I don't know if you've ever had a migraine headache, but they can knock you really right out.
我不知道你们有没有这样的经历，当你有这个痛发起来的话，真的是受不了。
In this entire time, I did not get one headache at all.
在这整个过程里面，我竟然没有一次发作。
There's a verse in Colossians that Paul says, we labored mightily amongst you through the strength of the Holy Spirit. And I really felt that.
在保罗里面说，我们靠着你们，我们能够有得力量在你们中间服事。我真的经历了这样。
I can honestly tell you, I felt literally lifted up by your prayers. I really did.
说真的，我好像我真的感觉到我是被你们的祷告支持抬起来了。
Now let me just read you a letter from the students to the congregation of the East Bergen Christian Church.
我要简单的读他们中间有一个神学生写给我们教会给我们天成教会的信
and I believe it's posted up over it's going to be posted here and upstairs but let me just read this letter to the body of Christ and think of this a little bit like Paul who would travel around and come back to Antioch or travel around and give reports to the church and that's what we're doing so we want to read you a letter from a church that you're involved with
这个信我们会贴出来不过现在让我读一段
To all the brethren at East Bergen Christian Church.
亲爱的天成教会的弟兄姊妹
Letter of appreciation.
我们为着一个有写这封感谢的信
In the first place, I would like to greet you in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
首先我在主耶稣基督里面问候你们
On behalf of all the students, faculty at Fowali Hill Bible College, and indeed on my own behalf,would like to thank the brethren of the East Bergen Christian Church.
首先我代表圣经学院还有所有的学生们我表达我的感谢。
And want to thank Almighty God for making it possible for Dr. David Krentel, Pastor High King, and Michael Shum to come to Fowali Hill Bible College.
首先我们感谢神能够使得这三位传道人能够来到我们中间。
For sure, we have learned a lot of things from these men.
我们从这其中学了很多。
The knowledge that we have acquired from these men of God will be of good use to us when we go out to ministry.
我们知道这些神用着这些人能够装备我们，可以使我们进入工厂。
We'd like to thank Jim Giordano for the MP3 players.
我们也感谢那个 Jim 送给我们这个 MP3 的这个录音机。
Just a little story about this gentleman. I just met him after we came back and gave a report to him.
我说一点，我遇到这个奉献这个圣经播放器的这个人。
He's a businessman that goes to Hawthorne Gospel Church.
他是一个到 Hawthorne 这个教会的一个生意人。
And on the earthly side, he's just made a ton of money.
在世界上的眼光来说，他赚很多的钱。
But on the heavenly side, God gripped him. God got a hold of this man and has just changed his whole life.
因为可是他在他的信仰方面，神紧紧地抓住他了，所以他改变了他的生命。
He adopted a needy student from the islands. He underwrote the whole vacation Bible school last year at Hawthorne, and he purchased 1,000 of these players from Charles Stanley's ministry at $35 each.
他真的是奉献，这个奉献，他不但领养孩子，他支持事工，而且他买了1,000台的。 这个播放器每一个大概美金35块。
And you know how some people are just so excitable. Well, he's just so excitable about the Lord. He just bounces up and down all the time. He's still Italian, but he's a born again Christian.
就很多人听到主的话，他都很高兴的跳。可是这一个人，他是一个意大利人。
Thirdly, as with students of Fawali Bible College, we would like to thank your church for donating some bicycles to this college.
接下来他们又感谢我们教会送给他们脚踏车。
It's really very difficult for us to find words to express our gratitude over the bicycles which were donated by your church.
我实在很难用言语表达对这个脚踏车的感谢。
Then they list the other things that we donated to them. And it's a very respectful, kind letter, and you can read the rest of it over there.
他们也曾又列举了很多很好、很感恩的话，所以我们大家等一下可以看，自己看。
Now, I know, having been here, I was talking to Caleb this morning before church. I think I've known Caleb for 10 years, so I've been hanging around here for about 10 years.
今天早晨我还跟 Caleb 谈话，我认识他差不多有10年了。
And I know all of us, struggle. We want our kids to do well in high school, and boy, they do well in high school. And then we want them to go to college, and then they go to college, and then we say, whoa, look at that college bill. Maybe we wish they'd become a plumber or something like that.
很多时候我们送孩子上高中到好的大学，可是我们每次想到那个学费那么贵的时候，我们很难想象说我们会孩子将来是怎么样过。
This is a tuition room and board for 1 year at Fawali Bible College. It's sure a lot different than some of the fees that we are accustomed to see in our community.
这个是当地神学生他们的学费，可能跟我们在这里所看到的大大的不同。
And as we were listening and talking to the students, they had 19 students this year.
这个学校有19个神学生。
They were down by about 10 or 15 students because they could not afford the money.
他们已经比去年减少了10到15个，因为没有钱。
And so Mike and I almost, as we heard this, we sort of looked each other at the same time and had that look like, maybe we can do something.
所以当我跟Michael看到这个情况的时候，我们就在想说，或许我们可以做一些事。
So one of the burdens that kind of came to us was that we would like, as a church and friends, to maybe come up with 10 half scholarships.
所以我们在想我们 作为一个教会，或许我们能够提供10个半额的奖学金。
And that's it's only like $3,500.
那差不多就是3,000。
Only
$3,500.
Okay. 3,500块。
Yeah. And so we're asking the Lord that maybe before the end of the year, we could covenant together and then send this money over for these students. Believe me, none of these students, the bathrooms are outside, the showers are outside, the chickens that they eat once a week are running around outside. And I think that maybe God would use some of our resources here to maybe put 10 new students through school there.
我们可能就是在年底前希望神能够给我们有一些经费能够支持有10个学生在那里。
And the second vision that we have, and I must close, and that is I really do believe that next year we found a spot where we can take some students.
我几乎可以这样的感觉说明年我们可以找到一个地方可以带领一些学生。
The community in which we were located, there are about 10 10 little houses where the students live, and I suppose the students have maybe 20 to 30 children of their own.
在那个学生宿舍区的时候，我们发现那里大概有二三十个他们学生的孩子们。
And the community itself has about 400 families, 300 families, I think.
而在那个乡村大概有三四百个家庭。
And so my prayer is that next year we take some young people, and while some of us are teaching the students in the Bible college, some of our young people can be doing vacation Bible school, doing games in the afternoon, and then showing the Jesus film, the different outline areas in the evening.
所以我们也在想说，明年或者我们大人在那里上课，年轻人可以带着小朋友们来上圣经学校，放点电影，跟他们玩一些游戏。
It'd be a great opportunity for somebody to get some cross-cultural experience.
这是一个很难得的一个跨文化的这个宣教的机会。
Again, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you for your support, your prayer support. I really, really felt it. Really felt it.
从我的心里的深处，我真的很感谢大家的支持。
And as Michael and Pastor King stood in front of these Zambians, I said, "You probably are the only Zambians in this country of 11 million people who have seen two Chinese people at one time." Who are Christians? No one has ever seen that in the country of Zambia.
我告诉那个赞比亚的那些学生说，你们可能是极少极少的当地的居民能够同时看到有两个中国人在这里跟你们上课。
Now, Pastor King's going to share about his time in South Africa, and then we've asked our friend Bill Schuett from Liebenzell to talk about missions and how you could be involved and how God could.Change your address for a couple of years, okay?
Okay, 我们接现在来分享南非的部分。继续那个南非的。That's okay. You stand here. This don't show here. We 们看到这个南非的，好放下来。我很快的讲一下。
You translate. Okay, so we're going to talk about South Africa quickly.
OK, 这是我们在南非接待我们的那个教堂那个教会很大的一个教会。
So this is a large church where we went, this is the place that welcomed us.
很可惜可是人数只有二三十个人。
They had about 30 people at that time.
我们去了他特别召集的一些特别的特会要我讲了前后大概讲了六堂。
We had some special programs, about six seminars to talk with them.
可是因为当地的治安很不好，所以晚上的时候来的人也是不多。
So the neighborhood there isn't so great in terms of safety. So at night, not too many people come.
So 非常可惜，这么漂亮的教堂建筑物没有什么人用。
Yeah, so it's a large church, but unfortunately, not too many people there.
下一张，你看他们家里的差不多每一个家庭都是这种电。
Pretty much every home has like barbed wire or electrified fence or something.
我们这是到了一个地方，这个一个是民宅，它一个住宅改装成的，叫做 Door of Hope， 是一个收养弃婴的一个地方。
So this is a place called Door of Hope, that accepts infants.
你们看他这个孩子是什么叫弃婴？就是当地的年轻人生了很多的孩子，他们不要养了就丢掉，丢到垃圾桶或者丢到马路。那有现在他们设置的这个机构的话，他们可以把孩子从墙外面的这个信箱里面这么丢进来。
So unfortunately, there are some abandoned infants, abandoned newborns, and this compound has this little deposit box you would put an infant inside.
你看到这里有一个电子监听器，就是说有当这个门被打开，孩子丢进来的时候，房间里的人就看到有 baby 来了。
Yeah, so they would see that a baby is being donated. So instead of throwing it out, they could donate it here.
最我听到印象最深的是，我问他们的，他们现在有三个房子收养了66个零岁到两岁三岁的这种弃婴。
So there's 66 infants between age 0 to 2. No.
其中印象最深的是，他说有一个孩子，我问他，你们收来的孩子最难过的，你看到的是怎么样的孩子？
What's the most disabled or unfortunate child you've met?
他说有一两个是从垃圾桶里面。哭的时候被人家听到，去把垃圾拿开， 拉出来的时候，被老鼠已经把鼻子或耳朵咬掉的。
Some were in the, found in the garbage and they were attacked or bitten by mice or rats.
那这些孩子在那里住了一年两年，养好了以后就接受欧洲、美洲或者当地南非比较情况好的人的，再把他们再领养回去。
So they raise them up a couple years, and when they're ready to go, they can be adopted to Europe or America.
我们国也看到有好多的年轻人在三个地方，有几个年轻人从欧洲、美洲、纽西兰，他们暑假的时间自愿的来那里，至少两个月，来帮忙抱孩子、洗孩子，来做义工。
And we saw some foreigners, some young people who would come in their summer breaks to help for a couple months.
为什么至少要两个月呢？
How come only 2 months?
因为他们至少要花两到三个礼拜训练他们住在一起，怎么样来医药的尝试，怎么样来照顾孩子。所以他们每一位年轻人、大学生或者用暑期，他们自己花钱到那里来照顾这些弃婴。
There's a lot of training involved, 2 or 3 weeks just training, and they use all their time and strength to take care of the infants.
我简单的问了一下，一个弃婴大概一个月的生活费是$50，所以我也不知道我们教会是不是可以在这一方面能够有点考虑。
Again, another burden perhaps, about $50 a month to take care of one kid.
Okay, 接下来，这是后来我们走的那一天早晨，到了一个韩国人所开的公司里面去聚会。
So there's a Korean entrepreneur there who has a company, and there's a fellowship there.
他是一个很成功的生意人，可是他把他的公司打开，每一个礼拜一的早上7点到8点钟，他欢迎员工自动的来参加一个敬拜，开始他们这一个礼拜的工作。
He really has a burden for the people there, and 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, he'll open up his company and they have a fellowship.
我们看下面，这个就是那个韩国的长老，他把他的公司打开的时候，他对当地非常有负担，他。每天早晨6点半，他跟他的两个员工带着食物、面包到那个桥下面那个游民无家可归的人住的地方，给他们早餐吃，然后祝福他们，带他们做运动，然后让他们能够吃至少一天吃一餐，能够出去找工作。
So that's the Korean boss. He also has a heart for the local people there. And about 6:30 in the morning, he'll bring food to them and feed these local people who are.In poverty.
我真是有个感动，我希望我们中间如果靠神的恩典，你能够有点做生意，你有点真的，我们可以用各样，只要我们用脑筋的话，我们可以用各样的方式来回馈对这个社会有影响的。
We should be encouraged that we need to take care of not just our own but also the community out there.
Okay, 下面。哦，这是他们聚会的时候，快要结束的时候唱的。
Okay, so that's the end of their fellowship.
Okay, 在下面。哦，这是另外一个地方，这个地方叫做恩典院。
So it's another place called House of Grace or Grace Place.
这个地方是以前我们中国人都知道有个叫宋尚杰的，他在他最后几年在北京养病的时候，他有个负担，他设立的这样的一个构想。
A while ago, there was this Christian named Sung from China, and he was ill. And while he was recovering, he had this vision or this burden.
他根据圣经来讲，说有圣经里面约书亚记，我们很好，我们都读过了。说神在各地设立了几个逃城，六个逃城，还有一些让这些误杀人的、不小心杀了人的人可以逃去那里躲避。
Well, we know in the Bible, in the Old Testament, there's these places called cities of refuge.Where if you go, you can be safe and not punished.
他的构想就是说，我们做基督徒，我们做神的工人的人，我们常常也误杀人。不论有时候我们去照顾弟兄姊妹，我们说错了话，或者在讲台上我们弄错了教导，其实我们跟杀人没有两样，我们是误杀了人。
As Christians, sometimes when people wrong us or when people say the wrong thing, sometimes it's like we attack them.And almost like kill them verbally.
那怎么办呢？我们这些工人心里面觉得愧疚，难道我就一天到晚我就在自责里面吗？他说不，我们有一个地方让你来休息，你可以暂时离开你的工厂，到我们这里跟我们住几天，3天、2个礼拜、半年都可以，你免费的在我们中间 祝我们一起读神的话，一起祷告。等到你恢复了，你觉得你可以再服事了，你再回到你的工厂去。
So this is just a place for anyone to come. Perhaps they have a burden, or they feel ashamed about something, or they have some sin. They can come and live there for free for as long as they want and rest spiritually.
所以这一对夫妇，有一对夫妇，他就租下了这个房子，本来也是那个南非教会本来在那里的那个很坏的地区，可是他留下来了以后。他们就让传道人，任何人愿意的话，每天早上从十点到十二，九点半，八点半到差不多中午，就在那里。他们有比较特殊的查经的方式，就在那里读圣经、祷告，而且这个祷告是为万国万民祷告，不是祷告你的问题。像我们常常就想说，我祷告求神赦免我谁的生病，他不是，他叫你为万国 all nations 为万国万民祷告的时候。当你的眼光这样子祷告过来，你的问题解决了。
So from 8:30 in the morning for a couple hours, they'll just have fellowship, Bible study, devotion, pray. Not pray for themselves, but pray for other nations, other people. And through that, they feel healing.
所以那两天我们去的时候，我们你看到也有年轻的孩子，这是牧师整个家带到那里去，我们一起跪在那里，一起有祷告。
And we see to some young people, the pastor's family, and we just kneel and pray together.
下一章。这是我们一起查经。
Okay, Bible study together.
你注意到那个七八岁的那个孩子，那个女主人的那个孩子，她跟我们坐在那里坐三个钟头，两个半钟头。
There's a kid, 7 years old. She stayed with us 2.5 hours.
她不会读中文，可是她祷告起来用诗篇箴言的话祷告。
She can't read Chinese, but she prays with the Psalms, like praying.
我问她妈妈说，她知道她在讲什么吗？她妈妈说她知道，因为她学中文是从读圣经，每天跟他们读圣经开始的。
And she learned speaking English and understanding, Chinese, speaking Chinese, understanding Chinese through the Bible.
好，下一章。这就是这个恩典院的这个外环，这是范牧师。
So that's Pastor Frank Duan in the center. He's the one who invited us to come.
这是这一对夫妇，这个跟这个，他们本来是做sushi生意的，现在把生意摆下来，他们就在这里接待所有的弟兄。
And they had a business, but no longer. Now they just do this.
这一位是他们领养的现在18岁的一个女孩子，她两年前到他们家的时候。
An adopted 18-year-old daughter.
两年前到他们家的时候，她是吃槟榔的，在南非吃槟榔，就是咬那个吃的满嘴红的吐掉的那个。她是一个很麻烦的一个孩子。结果她现在暑假，我们好几个牧师，我们在那天在的时候，她不有三对牧师夫妇坐在那里的时候，是这个18岁的孩子带我们查经查了两个钟头。
And 2 years ago, that's when they met this girl. She had a lot of problems. She was using what? 槟榔。
槟榔 I don't know what's 槟榔。
Is that a drug? Or? Okay, something bad, I guess. But now, 2 years later, she was able to lead the Bible study.
Okay, 下一张。她在帮忙家事，这是。
Helping out with the house.
Okay, 下一张。那一天你看，就是这些那一天，我们正好去的时候，到在那里查经的一些牧师，这都是牧师。
Okay, there are some
宣教士的
pastors and preachers just having Bible study.
Okay, 下面。哦，这是我们到索瓦济兰的路上我们所碰到了一些当地的有一些中国人在路上开店。
Okay, so from South Africa, they drove to Swaziland, a neighboring country. Here's some Chinese shop owners.
Okay, 下一张。他们在当地都，他们没有读书，不懂得字，可是他们也不可能参加当地的聚会，所以他们是自己在家里面祷告，在店里面祷告。
They're not very educated, can't really read, can't really participate in a local English churches, so they have their own fellowship.
当我们在街上经过的时候，在那一条街上就有有四家这个开杂货店的，他们都是有亲戚关系的，他们不认识字，不会祷告，所以当我们去告诉他们说我们是基督徒，我们也知道你是基督徒，我们来为你们祷告，来探望你们的时候，他们感动的都流泪。
On that street, there are 3 or 4 shops like this, and we went there and said like, oh, we just want to pray for you. We know we are brothers and sisters. They were very grateful and very emotional.
看下一张，你看我们在店里面带着他们三个店的人都跑过来。就祷告，你们一定谢谢你们来看我们来祷告。
So they all came, thank you, let's pray together.
Okay, 我们看下一张，这就是我们在店门口照。
Okay, so we're outside the shop there.
好， 我们看上面呢，回来这个高个，这个叫做 James， 他现在是南非教会的一个年轻的弟兄。他过去十年里面是一个跟他父亲做了很成功的高尔夫球类的生意，可以说是一个很成功的一个年轻的企业家。
That tall guy is James. He was doing a business with his parents for 10 years in golf.
可是当我去以前，他已经申请好了达拉斯神学院。他九月就要进入那里学校。他这两天已经来了，他也跟 Michael 认识了。他趁着知道我到了那里，我们要到斯瓦季兰，所以他要求那两天跟我在车上，在旅馆里面跟我谈一些他的想要服侍的心愿。
He's just a faithful brother who drove them to Swaziland, and he's going to be at Dallas Theological Seminary starting September.
所以我邀请他十一月有空的时候能够，如果来我们这边，能够跟弟兄姊妹们见个面，是一个非常有恩赐的弟兄。那么他也在世界上也算是有点成就了，可是他现在把所有东西放下来，他觉得他妻子鼓励他说，我们要服侍主，要受装备，就现在要去。
And he really wants to serve the Lord, really just left everything behind. In November, if he has time, he'll come here and talk to us.
Okay, 下一张。
I think that's it.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, 现在我们很快的，我请两位同工，你们简单的分享一下，要不要平真，或者我们是一个 team， 平真，或者谁 ？Yeah。
非常感谢神给我们这样的一个机会，可以走出去。
We thank God give us this opportunity. We can go around. 我简单，我等一下 ，I only share a brief. Okay, let's her finish.
神的教导，他走的时候，他给我们大使命，说你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
God give us a great commission.
那个放在我的心中，神也开了路，让我这一次可以到非洲去。
So God's opened the way so that I can go to Africa.
当我们去到那里的时候，我们说是去传福音给万民听。那同时，神也真的是更多的开我们的眼界，让我们更多的看到神家里面的需要，还有神的爱和丰富。
It's not only us to go preach the gospel, but God's opened our eyes so we can see the abundance in God's house.
我们到了那个地方的时候，我真的是感谢神，因为他实在是一个把所有万民都放在他心中的那一位神。
I can see that God put all nations in His heart.
所以神把我们带到了恩典院。
So God brings us to the house of grace.
我们在那里同心合一祷告的时候，我们真看到神的心意，不但是我们自己的天城教会，神的心意是整个人类，所有地上的每一位，神都巴不得每一个人都可以听到福音。
When we pray together, we feel God's heart that He wants everyone to listen to the gospel.
在那里的时候，我就看到我自己的亏欠，因为我们专心的就是天城教会，我们面对的就是我们各种的问题。
In there, I feel like God told me that I am so shallow. I only focus on my own problems, the church's problem.
我想这就是为什么我们神把我们带到那里去的原因，就是让我们一方面我们有心把福音传出去，一方面神又给我们机会，让我们重新又被他装备起来。
I think this is the purpose that He only bring us to there, but to preach the gospel, also expand ourselves, equip us so that we can work again.
那个基督工人恩典院就是一个地方，那个地方叫做陶城，就是专门为着工人在那个地方重新被神给洁净，重新被神给恢复的一个地方。
The home of grace, actually, they provide the city of refugee, which can provide all the co-workers a place to regain their strength.
神就让我亲自看到了，说我们也非常需要在神的面前真的是为万人代求，而且把圣经仔细而且浸透在圣经的里面，让神的心意整个装满在我们的里面。
So I know that Lord teach me that we need to study the Bible and that we ourselves we can dip into the words of God so we can let the words emerge on us.
我让我们整个人真的不是说我能够做什么，乃是我们愿意整个人在神的话语里面熟悉神的话，让神的话就成为我们的灵，成为我们的生命，成为我们里面的整个的充满，因此我们才能够真实的为神能够来服侍神。
So it's not only what we can do, but we can be influenced, be changed by God's word so that we can have a better service.
我就分享到这。
好，大家好，感谢神让大家支持祷告，我这回有机会去南非。
Thank you for all the prayer support.
那在去之前我就为这个我要去祷告了，那神已经跟我讲了他们是一个干旱之地，要多多为他们代祷。
Before I went, God told me that this is a dry land, so I need to pray for them.
所以我们到那里以后，那个当地的神道会牧师就说没有安排我们去别的国家了。
When we first arrived there, Pastor Frank told us that he didn't arrange we to any other place.
告诉我们许多他们遇见可怕的事情。
And he told us some many terrible stories happened there.
然后我就发现，华人在那里很多。他们说，大概大都会，纽堡大都会地区，大概有到我忘了，到二十还四十万的华人。可是他们的教会有四间教会，总共人数可能跟我们教会，他们总共基督徒加起来可能跟我们教会的人数差不多。
They told us that in that city, Johannesburg, there are about 20,000 or 30,000 Chinese, but there's only four churches, and the whole Christian community is about the same, like 200-250 Chinese Christians go to church.
那我在那时也跟我讲说，我要为一个事情祷告，因为。黑人啊，很多人都认为是黑人被受咒诅的，是因为挪亚当初咒诅了迦南，所以黑人是迦南人的后裔，所以他们是被咒诅的。在那里，我实在也看见黑人的文化真的是跟我们很不一样啊。今天都二十一世纪了，他们还很多黑人都是母性社会，你不可以问，你如果去一个家庭，你不可以问他们爸爸是谁，他可能有四个五个孩子，可是呢。爸爸都不一样。
Many of us may think that the black people are cursed, but when I went there, I learned something. When I see this black family, when you see a family has four or five children, and it might have four or five different fathers, it's not those children is not come from one father.
所以在那个纽堡的那些黑人的收入真的很差啊！我们住的那个 guest house， 比如那个工人，那个 Amos 就不知道爸爸是谁啊，他们的收入非常的差。所以我就自己跟小昌，我们就为了那个地方来祷告。就我们在那边的时候，就发生一件事情，我想我可以提一下，就是我们到那里几个礼拜以后，就金弟兄是去 Zambia 以后，就那个地方就有四个抢匪。被枪杀了，被警察给杀了。你知道他们高那个行道会的师母是高兴到什么地步啊？因为那个抢匪就是在今年，他们当有一个小组聚会，在一个家庭华人家庭小组聚会，那四个抢匪就进去了，就要抢他们。结果有一个执事怕吓到，就从二楼跳下去，结果左边就那个骨折啊。
I heard the story while I was there.Because people robs, steals, then they are three robbers. When the church has a home Bible study, the robs get in and try to rob. And one of the lady deacon, she was so afraid, so she fell out from the second floor and get paralyzed.
那在我们在那有时候他就被警察给枪杀了。那为什么他们很高兴？因为南非没有死刑。
When I
如果他被抓进监牢，他是不会被判死刑的。
When we were there, we heard that those three robbers was shot by the police. So many people so joyful because right now in South Africa, there's no death penalty. So you can do nothing about these robbers. But so they heard they've been shot by the police. So everybody feel justice.
就在我们那一天要去那个家，就那天被抢那个家吃晚饭的时候，就那一天那四个抢匪被警察在枪战中间被就被枪杀了。那他们作案已经上了百件，然后在牛堡至少有那几天已经有那几年就已经三十几件案子他们做了，所以我就相信我们祷告神就做事情啊，神就安慰伤心的人。Those
robbers, they did so many cases. So we think God hears our prayers.
那我另外很兴奋的事情在那，就是我可以去那个认识那个韩国长老，我可以去他的公司里面看见他，真的我真的很感动啊！我们可以跟一起跟黑人一起敬拜。其实这是我去非洲非常大的一个盼望，神就让他实现。Lastly,
I went to the Korean company, and I am so excited. I can worship prayer with the local black people.
我为了这个韩国长老，我也非常的感谢。我相信这给我们一个很好的榜样。我们不仅工作为了养生，其实我们在工作中间也是可以传福音，也可以荣耀神。所以他们每个礼拜一早上，他们就让公司的员工聚在一起，来一起来敬拜。那，一起来把自己的生命放在神的手上。我是觉得真的为他们祷告，希望。 尤其是黑人，希望他们的信仰跟生命可以结合，因为在南非，你还可以到处看见他们挂那个牌子，街上都可以挂啊，Jesus is Savior。那我们真的很盼望这些黑人可以让他们的信仰跟生活结合，那南非的治安可以更好，那神可以的荣耀在这里可以彰显，让非洲不再是黑暗之光，不是黑暗大陆啊，让非洲是有光在里面。
Let's pray for the South Africa, for Africa people, so they can put their belief, their life can put together. It's not separate.
It is a privilege to be part of your service this morning.
今天早晨能够跟弟兄姊妹一起敬拜，实在是我的特权。
We read in Luke 24 the account of the two men walking along the road from Jerusalem to the city of or the town of Emmaus.
当我们看那个路加福音24章里面讲到，有个两个门徒，他们往以马忤的路上去的时候。
It was right after the death of Jesus.
那就是在耶稣已经被钉死以后。
As they are walking, Jesus joins them, but they don't recognize him.
当他们在行路谈话的时候，耶稣加入了他们，可是他们并没有认出那是耶稣。
They walk the 7 miles to Emmaus, and they invite this strange man to come and join them for supper.
当他们到了城里面的时候，他们就邀请这位他们不认识的跟他们同行的人一起吃饭。
As they are talking, Jesus reveals himself to them and their eyes are opened.
当他们正在谈论的时候，耶稣让他们的眼睛打开了。Jesus
disappears from their sight and they talk together.
所以耶稣突然不见了，所以这些人他们就彼此的谈论。They
say, wasn't our heart burning within us?
他们说，难道我们的心里现在不是正是火热吗？
And you see, the next move was to run and tell the others.
所以我们接下来看到他们心里火热，他们马上跑出去告诉人。
Three things in our story.
在这个故事里面有三件事提醒我们。
Their eyes were opened.
他们的眼睛被打开。
Their heart was burning.
他们的心里面被火热。
And their feet got moving.
而他们的脚也开始行动。
When our eyes are opened to the things and the needs in the world.
当我们看到眼睛被打开，看到这个世界上的需要的时候。
And the Holy Spirit starts a burning in our heart to do something.
而圣灵也在我们的心里面，在那里燃烧，让我们知道要开始做。
We can't sit still, but our feet have to get moving.
我们不能只是坐在这里，我们必须起来动。
So the question I have for you this morning is, how do we get our feet moving?
所以现在我要问大家的问题是，我们怎么让我们开始行动？
We already heard from both Michael and David the importance of prayer.
我们已经听到祷告的重要。
All of us need to be praying for the needs of the world as we have heard this morning.
我们每一位都需要为着世界的需要祷告。
Somehow prayer moves the hand of God. It makes a difference. We need to be people of prayer.
我们要知道祷告是会推动，是移动神的手，可以使我们的事情往前做。
Michael shared another way we can get our feet moving, and that is to be generous in our giving.
Michael 也提到了我们的脚也要开始行动，那换句话说，我们要慷慨一点的在我们的其他的方面。
Not all of us will be able to go as they did, but all of us can be part of it through prayer and through our giving.
虽然我们不是每一个人都能够这样出去，但是我们每一个人却可以在祷告上面，甚至在一些财务上面，我们来奉献。
The last time I was here, I shared the story of Paul being lowered in the basket, and the people holding the rope. Those who pray and give are the rope holders.
上次我在中间分享的时候，我说保罗被人用篮子从窗户垂下去，这些人抓住绳索的人就是用，就像一样，我们用祷告来支持。
I like the words Michael used. It was a team effort.
我很喜欢 Michael 说的，我们是一个团队的服事。
We need people to encourage others to go into world missions.
我们需要鼓励我们是一个团队出去到世界的福音化。
Often we think ourselves so inadequate. It may take somebody, a teacher, a mentor, an older person to come to a younger person and say, "I think God could use you."
我们很多时候我们认为我们不能，而我们一直想着说别人或者你。这些人才能去。
And obviously, there is the way that we move our feet by literally going.
事实上，我们真的是就要行动。
Let me share a few ideas just very briefly here how to do that and some opportunities that there are.
让我很简单的有几个实行方面、实用的方面的劝勉。
I always ask people, what are your gifts and abilities and what is your passion?
我常常问弟兄姊妹说你的热情在哪里，你的能力在哪里。
Are you passionate about children? We just heard an opportunity at the Doors of Hope to be involved with the small infants. Maybe that's your passion.
这里我们说到或许你对着那些婴孩弃婴，或许小孩子你有负担。
Is there a country you are interested in or a people group? That's another way we can start to look at a direction.
或者有另外的国家，另外的乡村，你想要去，想要。
Maybe it's a language group that you are particularly already gifted in, such as Chinese.
也有很多的可能你在你有些语言方面的专长，比如说就像你现在已经有了会讲中文。
If your eyes are open and your heart is burning, it's good to share that with the leaders of the church that God is leading you in this direction.
如果呢，你的眼睛打开，你的心里被感动的时候，你可以跟教会的这些带领人来谈，来有实际的行动。
You want to consider an organization such as a mission organization to be able to go out under their authority and care.
或者你也可以考虑加入一个宣教的组织，在他们的保护之下。你们可以出去。
There are many of these agencies, such as Liebenzell, that help the local church to be able to place a worker somewhere overseas.
有很多的宣教的团体，他们可以帮助当地教会一起出去。
If you are considering full-time, long-term service, you may need some more training to get ready for that. The timing is important as well.
如果你考虑一个比较长宣的话，你真的要认真考虑，或许有受一些装备。
I was led of the Lord to go as a missionary. I needed to teach 3 years to get some experience before I felt ready to go.
当我以前要我受了三年的装备以后，我才能出去教导。
That burning in my heart didn't go away. It only grew more, and so I was ready after my experience in teaching.
经过这么多年来，我那个要教导要分享的那个热情并没有减少。
I encourage you, if you are thinking of serving in this way, be involved in your church right now.
所以我鼓励你们，如果真的是愿意在宣教方面有负担的话，需要跟教会一起联合。
Now, as we look at opportunities, there are short-term opportunities such as 1 and 2 week long trips, 1 year, 2 year commitments, or until the Lord would change our minds as a life calling.
这个有长的、短的，像一两个礼拜的或者长期的，都可以，我们来一直来做，来直到主再来。
I just came back last week on Tuesday from the area of the world of Oceania in Micronesia.
我 才这一两个礼拜前我才回来，我从一个世界上比较偏远的地区叫做麦克尼西亚那个群岛，我从那边回来。
They said we need people to encourage us in how to teach or how to speak English.
他们说我们需要有人来这里教我们说英文。
I have requests for mentors or teachers of English where you could go anywhere in the world. Today, the world still uses English as a trade language. Someday it will be Chinese, but right now it's English. And we need to use that as a bridge to build relationships to share Christ.
今天我走遍了世界各地的时候，我知道是英文现在还是一个主要的，在你做生意来往的一个主要的语言，所以我们可以去。
I could place an English teacher in Micronesia or in Bangladesh or in Africa or in Europe. We could do that next month. That's how urgent the needs are.
如果你真的有负担的话，我甚至下个月我就可以把你教英文，你可以差派到世界各地不同的地方去。
There's a need for theological teachers.
也有需要教导神学。
Right now we have a school in various places, such as Africa, such as in Guam.Where there is an urgent need for theological teachers.
我们在南非甚至在关岛各个地方都也需要这样的神学院。
In Bangladesh, there was a request, could you send somebody to teach our young people how to use the computer? They could come only for 3 to 6 months, it would still be a blessing.
有些地方甚至要求我们能够去教他们电脑操作。
In Malawi, there is a need for women's worker. Send us a woman, please, to help.Disciple the women here in our church.
有些地方，马拉维那些地方，他甚至要求我们姐妹能够有姊妹去教导他们的姐妹。
In Papua New Guinea, they have started a music school, and they are saying, "Please, is there somebody who could come for a short time to help teach how to play instruments and use music in the church for worship?"
有些地方也要求我们能不能教导他们在教会里面怎么用音乐来敬拜。
In Ecuador, there is a need for Spanish speakers. And maybe you young people have studied Spanish in school. They would like a small group to come and do a vacation Bible school outreach to an unreached area.
萨尔瓦多那地方也需要要求会说西班牙话的人去那里教他们。
What I'm saying is, there is no limit to what can be used on the mission field.
我要说的就是并要什么事情都可以 在宣教工厂上被用上。
Many of these are bridges to build relationships to share the gospel.
这些都是用为我们去传福音的桥梁。
In a few years we will start work in Indonesia, the largest populated Muslim country in the world.
再过几年我们的组织要开始对着印尼我们印尼这是全世界最大的一个回教国家，我们要开始做什么。
One of the best ways to reach Muslim people is to have a business where you employ people, building relationships so you can share Christ.
我们可以在那里或者设立公司，在那里有借着公司来接触人。
When I was little, I used to have a mountain near my house, and I liked to go up there andSometimes I would roll a rock down the mountain, watching it tumble down and crash into everything.
在我小的时候，我常常到我们后面的一个山头上面，就我喜欢在从上面我滚下来。
When you roll a rock down a mountain, it starts slow and then it builds up very fast momentum.
当我从山上滚下一个石头的时候，我看它慢慢的滚，越滚越快，而且带动很多东西。
When I think of EBCC, I see a boulder that is starting down the mountain, picking up momentum.
我当我看到你贵教会的时候，天神教会，我就想到是好像我们可以这样子的，像滚一个石头一样的加速来做。
I'm excited by the momentum of what is happening in the church in Zambia through EBCC.
我看到天神教会能够在赞比亚这个事工上开始启动的这个现象。
Our eyes have been opened. Our heart is burning. It's time now for our feet to get moving.
我们的眼睛被打开，当我们的心里面被感动的时候，就是我们的脚开始行动的时候。
Thank you.
Let's bow our heads in prayer as we get ready to partake of the Lord's table.
让我们来祷告。
Each of us are here this morning as a result of a missionary.
我们之所以每一个人能够在这里，就是因为有曾经有过宣教士所对我们的影响。
Someone may have come to our village, someone may have come to our country, someone may have come to our home and shared the gospel of Jesus Christ.
一定有些人曾经到过我们的村庄，到过我们的家里面，跟我们分享耶稣基督。
As Bill shared about the disciples on the Emmaus Road, I'm just going to ask you to pray and talk to the Lord.
我们刚刚 Bill 跟我们分享在以马忤斯路上的两个门徒，我现在要求大家现在在你心里面有这样的祷告。
And tell the Lord in your own language, I'm willing to pray, I'm willing to spend, I'm willing to go. Lord, I'm willing.This July Sunday, I'm willing, Lord, to do this.
你可以用你自己的语言跟神说，主啊，我愿意，我愿意。
If you made that prayer that you are willing, this is a covenant between you and God.
如果你曾经 有这样的祷告的时候，这是你跟神之间你们所立的约。
To pray for the nations，
为万国祷告。
To spend your resources to send somebody，
你能够用你有的资源来差遣，来帮助一些人。
Or perhaps you're willing to go in retirement, willing to go in mid-career, willing to open a business, willing to be a teacher.God is not confined by geography.
或许你是马上要退休，或者你为了开公司，或者你有什么样的机会去，神并不会被我们所有的地理位置来限制住。
Here we are, Chinese people, first, second, third generation here in America, celebrating the Lord's Supper that was started 2,000 years ago.With Jesus Christ and 11 men who went into the whole world.
现在我们是中国人，在这里有第一代、第二代的移民在这里，我们在这里一起来享用、来接受主的圣餐，我们一起在这里。
So Father, as we come to this service of communion, we recognize that you are a God that's a God that's interested in7 billion people around the world today. You hear their cries. You treasure their tears. You know the people that have been made in your image.
神啊，我们知道现在你知道全世界有这几十亿的人，他们在这他们心里面在哭泣，而这些人都是你照着你自己的形象样式所造的。
My mind cannot understand how great is your love.
我的心里面，我实在没有办法理解你的爱有多深。
But when I look at the cross, I see how big is your love.
可是当我仰望十字架的时候，我理解，可以想象你的爱有多深。
And may we take the love of God through Jesus Christ. May we as a church be part of that worldwide movement.
求神，你让我们经过耶稣基督他的十字架，我们能够成为世界的桥梁。
Pray in the name of Jesus, amen.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。